which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. And I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is dying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Yorick!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress. Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey.
You cheap son of a bitch. Why don't you get a real watch?
Look, we can't all be Mr. Apple Watch. I was thinking about the Apple Watch.
Who uses a watch anyways anymore?
I do.
You have a phone that can, like, tell you, like, what's going on in space, and you're using a watch.
Well, I have a phone that can only tell me what the government lets it tell me is going on in space. Is there some shit up there that you know? Buzz Aldrin knows.
I don't know where you're going with that.
Buzz Aldrin knows, because he was in fucking Transformers.
Was he?
He was in Transformers. He was in the third one.
You're not recording, right?
No, I am, but...
Oh, I was going to take a leak real quick.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck it.
Editor's note. Greg said while he was going to the bathroom that this happened before, and I said I was going to cut it out, and I didn't, and I actually did. So what happens now is after Greg has gone to the bathroom, and I did, in fact, hear him wash his hands.
All right, so Buzz Aldrin was in Transformers.
He was
Which
in,
one?
Like, Age of Extinction? Is that the last one? Dark of the Moon. No, Dark
like,
of the Moon.
I think I just found a Transformer.
No, I think he was in Dark of the Moon. How many fucking Transformers movies?
Dude, I think there's at least four.
Is there four and they're coming out with a fifth one?
Might be. Because I want to say the Machi Mach one was the fourth.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Because wasn't the third one the second one was the one with the fucking black Transformers. And then the third one was the one with the pyramids.
Wait, there were black Transformers?
Well, they acted black.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They had ghetto tendencies.
Probably voiced by white guys.
Might have been, yeah. They were like big fans of the Insane Clown Posse.
I think the fourth one was, did that one have John Goodman in it?
The fourth one? Like the one with Marky Mark?
Yeah, I think John Goodman voiced one of the Transformers.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I stopped after the second one.
Okay, here. Oh, wait, hang on. There's an ad. It says Carneo, which I think they mean cameo. Buzz Aldrin Transformers 3. So who's in the third one?
Yeah.
Wait, it's in Spanish now.
I was going to say, I don't think that's English. Do you follow Buzz Aldrin on Twitter?
No.
He's good. So it's interesting. For an old man, it's a pretty good follow.
Does he not tweet that often because it takes him so long to send a message?
he's just really
like
slow
one letter
at it.
At a time.
Actually, hold on. Let me see, because I think he actually tweets fairly often. His handle is The Real Buzz. And let's see, 5 hours ago, 8 hours ago, 10 hours ago. I think he tweets pretty much every day.
Like once a day? Or like a couple times a day?
No, like a couple times a day.
Is it like, I was on the moon, bitches?
No, just like shit that he's doing. Like hanging out with his family, going to like dinners and stuff. Because, you know, people are like, hey, I was on the moon, you know, I'm pretty famous and Armstrong's dead.
Yeah.
although Armstrong, I feel like, was never in the spotlight as much as
I don't think
Buzz.
I don't think he wanted to. Do you think the stretch Armstrong named for Neil Armstrong? Like, was Buzz like, son of a bitch, it should have been... Stretch Aldrin.
Stretch Buzz Strong.
Yeah, Stretch Buzz Strong, or Stretch Aldrin or something. Hang on, here's his little thing. Let's see if it's not in Spanish.
This is a secret few men know, and fewer still remain alive. Allow me to please introduce to you two of NASA's...
Yeah, this is, what's-her-face? That's in all the Fargo movies?
Yeah, I can't think of her name.
McDormand?
Sure.
Something? Okay. Anyway, yeah. She's married to one of the Coen brothers. But she's talking to, I think, one of the Transformers.
And astronaut Dr. Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two men to step foot on the moon. Sir? Optimus Prime.
From a fellow space traveler, it's a true honor.
The honor is mine.
Our entire space race of the 1960s, it appears, was in response to an event.
Our astronauts investigated a crashed alien ship. No survivors on board.
We were sworn to secrecy by our commander-in-chief.
This was a mission you will never speak of.
I understand, sir.
A total of 35 people knew the real plan at NASA.
Soviets managed to land unmanned probes. Somehow they must have picked up that fuel rod.
Dude, this sounds awful.
Deduced that the rod was a fissionable fuel assembly, believed they had it mastered, and tried to harness it at Chernobyl.
But then six missions.
Oh, that's why Chernobyl happened.
Oh, yeah. Samples. I'm sure it's all connected. Why didn't they bring Three Mile Island into this?
Well, did you search the crash vault? The ship's name was the Ark.
Okay, well, Buzz Aldrin gave a look when he was like, did you search the something vault? And Buzz Aldrin looked and was like, I don't think so. What's he talking about?
Dude, he looked...
some solid acting.
Myself. It was carrying an Autobot technology which would have...
All right, enough of this.
Hang on, he's going to be talking about the Elf Spark.
Oh, get out of here.
The great Sentinel Prime.
Sentinel Prime.
He was commander of the Autobots before me. It's imperative that I find it before the Decepticons learn of its location.
Get to Buzz Aldrin? No.
Autobot spacecraft has the ability to get there, and you must pray it's in time.
So, wait, you must pray it's in time? Does that mean that the Autobots believe in God?
Oh, if they're praying?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
God, they're religious.
I guess.
Isn't that called the Dark of the Moon? Because they're like, there's a dark side of the moon. But really, there's not?
No, there's just the far side of the moon. Which, because we never see the other side of the moon. So, we call it the dark side, but it gets just as much light as the side that faces us.
But isn't it, like, the... It's part of the moon. I feel like we talked about this before. Part of the moon faces, like, the spot that I look at here is always going to be the same spot, but it's a different spot than people look at in Japan. And then
no,
that's not true.
No, so the moon is, it's called tidally locked, like tidal, like a tidal pool or whatever. Locked. Its rotation speed and the speed at which it revolves around the Earth is exactly the same, like to the second. So we never see anything different. So no matter where you are on the Earth, you will never see a different side of the moon.
You always see the same side.
You always see the same side. So you'll never see anything else. So the thing is, it's actually not, it seems weird that would happen, but it's actually not weird. There's actually a lot of moons and stuff that are tidally locked to their planets and that have the same rotation speed as they have orbital speed around the planet. So that's actually not uncommon that, like, if you were on that planet, which obviously we're not, but you would never see a different side of that moon.
So no matter where I go in the world, I will always be looking at the same side of the moon.
Yes. The only people that have seen the other side of the moon are a few astronauts that have gone around it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird thing.
the core crew of the Enterprise when they were on the Bird of Prey to slingshot to somehow travel through time.
Yes, definitely. Now, it's if you look it up, there the other side of the moon is a lot more cratered, and it's a lot like it's not like smooth, kind of like the side that we see, because it kind of takes the brunt of all like the asteroids and shit that don't make it to us. It's like a little shield.
Oh, okay. Mm. It's like the Slumman shield.
Yeah, so the side that faces us is a lot more like smooth and less pockmarked.
Okay.
Yeah. So, sorry, I just nerded out a little bit.
No, that's good. I learned something.
Yeah.
I had a thing like 10 minutes ago when we first started this conversation that, well, 9 minutes ago, and I was like, okay, I'll transition from this into this, and then we went down Transformers and Buzz Aldrin. How do we get to Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, because you were like, I saw my things that the government didn't want us to know.
Hmm.
Yeah, my phone. Oh, my watch. My watch. That's how.
Oh, the watch. About my watch.
Yeah, my watch. Because sometimes I gotta change the battery. I can't just plug it in. And you're like, just get a fucking Apple Watch. And I'm like, those are expensive.
I didn't say that. I'm not promoting Apple Watches. I'm just saying, you know, stop being a widow.
What, you want me to get the Fitbit?
No, does that must have the time on it too, right?
Yeah, it has the time on it.
I would assume so. I mean, it does other shit, so why wouldn't it do that?
Yeah, we have a Fitbit 1.0. Does a lot of stuff. Does your heart rate, steps. Counts your sleep. He's like, oh, that's great. Where do they wear it? On their wrist. Oh, so it replaces a watch. Yeah, it can. Johnson, I'm just looking at this prototype here. How do you get to tell the time? Shit.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't put a clock on it.
Oh, you want a clock too? I didn't realize that. I just assumed everybody has their phone. Yeah, but Johnson,
right. So why would you need a watch?
Yeah, Johnson, if you're gonna put something on your fucking wrist, why not have it tell the time? You know how many times I haven't been wearing a watch and I look at my wrist thinking I'm gonna be able to know the time? I don't know, like actually, two? Two? Is it two? So no, it's probably more than two. Okay.
What kind of a watch do you wear?
I still wear the same one. Time X with the Indiglo.
No, you don't, do you?
Yeah, still got the same one.
Indiglo, I like it. Yeah, yeah, I remember now you telling me.
I got a fossil watch too, but the battery's dead.
Ah, okay.
It's one of those nice ones with the metal thing where you got to take the links out to get it to fit. You know.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I have two.
That one's got a blue face. No Indiglo.
I actually almost bought one recently with a blue face. I'm not a big watch guy, but I needed like a watch, like a nice watch to wear if I'm like, you know, like some stupid fucking like work dinner or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I'm like dressed up and I don't want to wear a fucking Apple Watch. So I did get one, but I was looking at ones with like a blue face. That was like my second choice.
So you did end up getting one of those fancy ones though?
Well, yeah, not fancy,
nice looking one.
Yes, yes, it's nice looking, but I did not spend a lot of money on it.
Did you do the movement watches?
You know, I looked at those, and I thought I actually like some of those watches. I almost got one. I ended up going with a Nixon. You know, good watch, good president.
Well, you got ripped off.
Huh?
You got ripped off.
I got ripped off?
Yeah.
What?
You know, because Nixon was like, I'm not a crook, it's a, yeah.
Oh, I get it. Right. I was going to say, I didn't spend that much on this thing.
Because just in a couple years, it's going to go, I can't work anymore. I'm sorry.
It's just going to leave.
I can't tell you why, but you'll find out.
It's going to slink its way out of my house.
Yeah.
I went a little, I thought about the blue face, but I ended up going gold on gold, because, you know. Yeah, you know. It just felt right.
Yeah.
It felt right. So, you know, it was nice. Ordered it online. It showed up. It was good. I recently ordered a bed online. Like,
Right. Yeah, I think we talked about that.
Oh, the Caspa. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like a real millennial.
Yeah. You feeling a little more grown up now? A little more millennial?
Yeah, well, I got like the nice, I got the big millennial bed. That's nice.
Yeah, you freaking out because Pence was like, "Hey, I'm not gonna go on a dinner one on one with anybody other than my wife."
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know what does that have to do with anything, but yeah, I mean, I saw that. I did.
Well,
I
okay, see. So. There's a new talk radio station in my area called PA Talk 98.7. It's all conservative talk.
Well, most talk radio on the radio. Most talk on the radio is conservative radio.
And because only conservatives listen to the radio anymore.
That is definitely part of it.
I mean, that's a big part of it.
Hey, I listen. Well, I guess that fit. Yeah, all right, fine. Fuck you. I listen to the radio.
So, well, no, I've been listening to it too. Because I'm like the second, like when I start like everything that they say, I'm like, yeah, that totally makes sense. Yeah, I'm like, I don't think this is good anymore. Like, I think I have to get my brain checked. And nothing proves this point more than this Pence thing. And anybody who has to pay attention, because here's the thing. So I started listening to this because of a customer at my work that was like, you listen to 98.7, you'll learn what's really going on.
Oh, yeah.
You sounded real Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find out what's really going on. So I was like, all right, 98.7, let me turn this on. Because I used to listen to Rush every once in a while.
One of my employees listens to Rush. He's like a 22-year-old kid.
I listen to
Rush every day.
I can't, I don't think he's on any radio station in this area anymore that I can get. But I used to listen to him because I love the, like, did you hear about this thing? And you just hear papers shuffling in the back.
Yeah, because he's too stubborn to use a fucking computer.
Yeah. Somebody print this out so I can read about it.
Yes, yeah, so I can sit here and flip through papers.
While
popping Percocets. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I don't blame him.
I started listening to it, and for like 2 days straight, they were talking about this thing with Pence, and basically. The rundown is him and his wife, or his wife maybe, just his wife, did an interview with someone. And there was one line in the article that was something about how they have an arrangement where he will not go out to dinner one-on-one with a woman other than his wife or a family member. And he also won't attend a function with alcohol without his wife. By his side.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
So.
That's worse than the other thing, I think.
So, the conservative radio position, and they kept bringing it up and bringing it up and talking about it. And they were like, oh, these stupid fucking media people are saying, oh, he's going to be sexist, and that's like the Taliban, and he's not going to want to hire women. And they're like, no, it's an arrangement between him and his wife. It's fine. I have a similar arrangement. And one of the people talking about it was a woman, too.
Yeah.
She was like, because I don't want the gossip people to say anything, so I make sure that everywhere I go publicly, I go with my husband. All right, but then they started talking about the liberals, and they were like, all this shit is started by millennials, and they have problems because blah, blah, blah. Like, they just went off. And I was like, I literally would not have known about this story or his comment if it was not for them complaining about other people doing it. Because it doesn't pop up on Google News. They literally talked about it for 2 days, and I checked Google News a couple times both days, never came up. But the Huffington Post did something, and then they brought up a couple other websites, and they were like, oh, the millennials.
I think I did see something about it, but I'm pretty sure it was Huffington Post, and as we've discussed, that's not real news.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the major networks or newspapers really covered it. I heard about it, but like –
Because it's not.
I just don't care.
Yeah, it's a non thing.
It's interesting. Like, it's certainly interesting.
Here's the thing. I have a couple follow up questions to that. I'm just like, okay. So,
am I supposed to answer these or?
Well, no. I mean, I just have a couple
as the conservative.
I have a couple questions like for the nature of this thing. I was like, okay, so. Like, did you guys, like, sit down and talk about this? Like, what sparked this? Mm. Did one of you, like, go out on dates with some, like, out to dinner with somebody of the opposite sex, and then the other person's like, I don't really feel comfortable with that? Like,
What spurred it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or were you like, legit. I want to get into politics, and, like, because here's my thinking. I'm thinking it's not, like, a nice little, like, marital, arrangement. I want to say it was like, I want to get into politics and I want to make sure that I'm not going to put myself into a situation where somebody can accuse me of something. Even if it's not true, that's going to fuck everything up.
Maybe. Plus, you got to take into account he's from a pretty conservative state, Indiana.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, it's
like just being accused of it. So he's like, I'm never going to put myself in this position. Which is fine, too. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if that's what his theory was, like, thinking was on it. But I'm just curious, like, did he, like, once go out to dinner and his wife was like, I'm not really comfortable with that? And he was like, okay, honey, well, I won't do it anymore. Like, neither one of us will do X, Y, and Z, and we'll find that.
I would be willing to bet that politics plays more into it than it being just an agreement between him and his wife.
That's what I was thinking.
I know you're probably right, and is it's weird, but it's not stupid.
It's a little weird, but yeah, it's not like I will agree. This is one of the things I agree with when I listen to the PA Talk 98.7. 98.7.
Is that how they say it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. This is a Laura Ingraham show.
Laura Ingraham. Oh, yeah, I know her.
Whatever her number is, like 886-532 Laura, or whatever the fuck it is. And then the whole time that I listened to it, never heard anybody call in. Like, they give the number all the time, and nobody ever fucking calls in.
Wow. I mean, do you think it's because no one cares, and no one is calling in, or because they're like, they don't? Maybe they just don't have the capability of doing a live call on the air. Like when I was in did my college radio, like, we would be like, oh, hey, call in and request shit, but we didn't have the ability really to put them on the air, so we just didn't.
Wait, so could you get a phone call?
Yeah.
And they would, like, you would pick up the phone and they'd be like, yeah, I'd like to hear 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies. And you'd be like, all right. And then you'd be like, hey, this request comes in from Johnny.
Yeah,
Bare Naked Ladies, 1 Week.
That's what we would do. So there was a way for us to kind of jury-rig the equipment to feed the phone call in through through like the broadcast equipment.
Yeah.
So, because the thing is, you gotta remember it. This was, we're talking like 2004, 2005.
Oh,
like,
my God, the early days of radio.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, like, it wasn't all through a computer. It was still very like, yes, it was. It was very analog. So, we had to like. We could do it, and we did do it a couple times, but you legit had to, like, unplug things and then, like, use, like, cables to, like, plug in the phone, and, like, it was a pain in the ass, and plus, you didn't really, because we had to kind of watch, like, what we said, because we didn't have any sort of delay or anything, you didn't necessarily want to put people on the radio that you weren't going to, you know, that weren't going to watch their mouth. Now, then again, you'd have to have people listening to you to actually, like, write to the FCC.
Right, kind of like this, yeah. But
yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a pain in the dick to actually do it.
Yeah. So basically, I think, I don't know if I made Did I make my point with that thing? I explained the
did
Pence
you, thing. Wait. Did you make a point? I don't know. I think
I don't know if I was trying to make a point. But,
well, no. I think what we decided was that the whole thing is probably more politically inspired than it is like, oh, well, me and my wife have an arrangement.
Oh, right.
It's probably like I want to be in office in a pretty conservative state and move up to the federal level.
So I gotta watch out and make sure people are like, he made me suck his dick.
Well, yeah, and I mean, so I mean that's a huge reason why he was selected as Trump's VP, because Trump does not have the conservative credentials at all.
No, he doesn't. No.
So in order to get those people on board, he picked someone who really does. So it's like, okay, hey, well, you know, I know you don't necessarily care for me because I'm from New York and I'm honestly not really conservative, but I'll bring this dude on board. And, yeah. I mean, he fits it to a T.
But I think I brought up because of the millennials freaking out because Pence said this because we were comparing you to a millennial because you got your Casper mattress.
Yes, the Casper, which I'm sitting on right now.
You got a Casper mattress, and then you were we got into politics because of Casper. Go to casper.com/MikePence. Enter the promo code SOLOJERK for 69% off Casper mattress.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good rate. Yeah. 69% off? Jesus, I wish I got that.
You should have gone to casper.com/MikePence.
Missed out.
But you know what? I do agree that the millennials totally freaked out on that. And they were like, does this mean he's not going to hire women? And I'm like, no, it just seems like a weird arrangement he has with his wife.
Yeah, I think people might be reading a little too much into it. I don't necessarily think that Mike Pence is any more, I don't know, anti-woman than anyone else that would have been in that position. I don't necessarily think he's, I don't know, like people. I think it's just another reason for people to get all jammed up about something, you know.
But
it's not normal.
I think it's not. I don't. I really don't think it's normal, unless something weird happened. Because here's the thing. From my 3 years of married experience, I think the only time that we'd be like, either one of us would be like, maybe we shouldn't like do that, is like if it became a weird habit. Like if my wife was always like, hey, it's what are you doing Friday? Because so-and-so asked me to go out to dinner. And it was like the same guy like every Friday or every other Friday. Or like if I was like, hey, I got something to do on Friday night. And she was like,
saying if it started to become a little like.
Like if
suspicious.
It was like always the same guy. Or she was like, oh, well, I'm going to go to like and hang out with like theater people. And I'm like, oh, who's going to be there? And it was like the same name that kept popping
Jim.
Up. And like Jim was always going to be. Well, there is a Jim, but it's okay because he's a older gay man. So
a lot of gay Jims.
Is there a lot of gay Jims?
From what I've seen, but I'm not the authority here. I'm just throwing it out.
But like something like that might be. But we're both like, okay, we like because here's the thing. It seems like it's a little bit of a trust issue then. Like, I don't trust you, and you don't trust me, so we're just going to make this rule, like...
Well, yeah, so I think at that point, it's not so much about the rule that you have, or, like, the agreement that you have, as it is how's your marriage doing? Because I'm not so sure that you're really in the best position here. If you're, you have to start making rules about, like... Oh hey, you can't go get dinner after work with so and so because you might cheat on me.
Yeah,
it's like, well, you know, if you're really that concerned about it, there's a problem with one or two either of you.
Mm-hmm. And here's
maybe because that person is fucking fooling around, or because you're just way too scared about it.
And you're not entirely wrong with being like, hey, you hang out with, okay, let's say I'm your wife. And I'm hey, sure. You hang out way too much with Darcy.
Back to the Darcys.
The Tale of Two Darcys. Yes. You hang out a lot with Darcy. Like, and you guys always get drinks and stuff. And, like, I'm uncomfortable with how much you spend time with her.
Mm.
And, like, I trust you, but I'm just uncomfortable with how much time you guys spend together.
Mm.
That's a legitimate concern, I would think.
I think so.
You know, and I may trust you, Greg, not to cheat on me.
Right, right. No, I mean, I'm not planning on it.
But it may just make me feel uncomfortable, and that's a legitimate concern.
Mm. I gotta tell you something, Keith.
Yeah? Oh my God, you've seen Darcy, aren't you? Are you doing a podcast with Darcy?
But I've slept with other women, I'm sorry.
Oh God.
No, we didn't do a podcast, though, so we're okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not real cheating. I've just had sex with them.
Oh, okay, fine. If you had fucked and done a podcast, then I would have been very upset.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's where the line gets crossed.
Okay. I just imagine you in bed with a woman, and she's like, so, you want to do a podcast? And you're like, oh, God, I don't know.
Oh, I feel so guilty.
I don't know if I can do this.
I don't know. Do you want to just have sex again?
And then you do it, and the next week I'm like, yeah, Greg, so do you want to do two episodes? And you're like, nah, I'm good. And I'm like, Greg never wants to do just one episode. It's like the lady in Airplane.
Jim never has two cups of coffee at home.
This is so peculiar.
Is his name Jim, too? I think it is.
I think it is,
which kind of, that fits.
He's probably, yeah, he probably has a thing one of the pilots.
Jim never vomits at home.
That's right. Jim never vomits at home. That is such a fucking good movie.
Oh, God.
Awesome. And you know what? Well, okay, this we gotta wrap this one up, but in the future, we should talk about, and maybe we could do it in the next thing, because I had a story I wanted to tell you that's related to Asian movies, so maybe we can do it here, but I think I'm getting to the point where my, like, interest or, like, my age is affecting my like and dislike of comedy.
We could probably make a whole episode out of that. Yeah, no, I think so too. I think that I think I've gotten to the point where I'm not, and this sucks to say,
let's save it.
That's a little teaser for
this is the new
a future episode.
So we're doing two in one day. So the next episode will tie into this episode. And the next, yeah, vice versa,
yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done two in one day since I was in college.
Okay, Rodney Dangerfield, calm down there.
I wish that were true.
You wish you were Rodney Dangerfield?
That and I wish I had done two in one day.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, neither of those is true.
No, here we go.
All
right. I was going to be like, wait, did I do two in one day? And I was like, no, I'm me. Why would I have done that? Like,
yeah. I don't even have the energy to do that. I think the closest that I think I've done maybe two in like the course of a week, which no, I don't even know if I've done that. Let's say like 3 weeks, two in the course of 3 weeks.
I've done two in the course of one calendar year. Let's say that.
Yeah, I've had sex with two different women in the course of a calendar year.
I did once kiss three women at the same time, so that happened.
Three women at the same time?
Yes.
Seems stupid.
It was real weird, but I was just like, but I got pulled into it. Because the one girl that I would end up dating was into it. And, I guess we're not, I might as well just tell the story now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that good.
No, I'm sure.
So we were partying in the dorm rooms, and I was... So there was one super drunk girl, and we're, like, trying to watch a movie, and the super drunk girl came in and was hanging out with us. I mean, we knew her. It wasn't just, like, a random drunk girl.
Yes.
But I was, like, trying to keep her calm. And then, and, like, keep her, like, quiet while we were trying to watch a movie as to not attract attention. And then I would say we ended up making out, but really it was, like, her. I totally forgot that I made out with this chick, too, by the way. What was her name? Jamie? I think it was Jamie.
Yeah.
Real, real bad maker-outer. Like, real, just...
Now, do you think that was partially because she was drunk, or because she just wasn't good at kissing?
I'm gonna say it's gotta be because she wasn't good at kissing. Like, nobody's that bad even when they're drunk.
Okay.
I
mean, I definitely get worse, but, like, you know, probably not to the point where you'd be like, this guy's a fucking retard.
Yeah.
Although maybe you would. I don't know. We've never really made out. I mean, not recently.
It seemed like something that they would have done in, like a National Lampoon movie. Mm. Where she was, like, half licking my face, half sticking her tongue in my mouth.
Yeah. People are weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me make a mental note to make sure my wife never listens to this, even though she could be outside the door right now.
Hopefully.
So there were two other girls in there. And one I would end up dating for a while. But I guess she wanted to kiss me, but she felt weird about it. And then somehow, like, there was discussion or something. And she was, I guess, because alcohol was involved. Alcohol fuels everything. She was like, well, I'll kiss him if you kiss him. And she's like, all right, well, we're doing it at the same time. She's like, okay. And then somehow this other girl got dragged into it.
So don't lie to me. For a quick second, you thought that you were going to have, like, a foursome with three girls. For a quick second, it crossed your mind.
I honestly don't remember, but...
But probably,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. For a quick second, you were like, oh my God, where could this lead? places that this could go.
Yeah, I was just like...
It won't, but...
Oh my God. Know. Is there a chance that this is going to happen?
Yeah.
So that all happened. and then I ended up dating her. And I was just thinking of a story of something the other day that happened where, like, I think I made it as a joke, and then briefly during a party it was very much considered. One of her friends was talking to her because she was very nervous about giving her boyfriend a blowjob, and she'd never given a blowjob before.
Oh, God, I'd like to meet a chick that hasn't given a blowjob before.
Not at this point, no, because you'd be like, oh, I got to train somebody new.
I say that because I'm like, oh, it'd be nice to meet some girl that hasn't fucked like 20 dudes. But, yeah, okay, you're right.
But you'd be like a manager at a deli. You'd just be like, oh, I gotta train the new guy. But she was, like, they were talking.
Manager at a deli.
they're talking about it. She's just like, I don't know what to do. And they're trying to, like, discuss it. And then I, like, came in on the conversation, pun not intended, but I came in on the conversation, and they said something to me, and I was like, well, I'll always volunteer if you want to practice. And I think I said it just as, like, a joke, and then there was, like, a brief, like, are you okay with that? Yeah, and then they were just like, no. And then she was just like, do you have any tips? And I was like, I don't know.
I have a tip.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. Seem like you enjoy it? Like,
yeah, at least pretend like you're into it.
Yeah, seem like you want to? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I really can't critique your strategy until I
experienced it. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, that's
you want to wrap that up?
Yeah, that's Butcher Wrong. Thankfully, I don't think anybody that I mentioned probably listens to the show, so we're probably okay.
That's good.
And none of them are from Boston, so you will not get confronted and be like, why are you people talking about me?
Yeah, good. Good.
Watch the one bad kisser, like, somehow moved to Boston and works for you. And she's like, yeah. You talked about me.
She'd be like, yeah, I was listening to your podcast. That Keith's an asshole.
Yeah. And I aged 60 years. But you're a dick.
Yeah. And then I get shit for it.
Yeah, and then you get shit.
Because you're an asshole.
And I remain Teflon.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
Jay-Z.
Or Nixon, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great men.
Yeah, yeah. Great men. And Thomas Jefferson. He did some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and the bureau was just like, oh, Thomas Jefferson. Fantastic.
Great man.
All right, that's Butcher Wrong. That's the name of the show, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I have been Keith Bodela.
I have been Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone.
No regrets and pretend like you like it.
Thank you for listening to the But You're Wrong podcast. If you like what you hear, check us out on Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can also check us on Facebook at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. And if you have any grievances to air, be sure to email them to BYWPodcast@gmail.com.